to be super duper quiet on the Bumper Podcast today. Hi, everybody. It's me, Natty Bumper Car. And I'm sure you're wondering, why are we having to be so quiet? Are we playing a game of hide and seek? No. Did we just put a cake in the oven and we don't want to scare it and have it fall? No. We didn't. I wish we would have done that, now that I think about it. I would love to have some cake right now. Does anybody have any cake out there? No? All right. Well, listen. Here's the reason why we have to be super duper quiet right now. There's a new baby at headquarters. There's a new baby! Okay, it's not really a baby, if I'm to be completely honest. But it's very small, and it's kind of like a baby. It's a puppy! We got a new puppy!
I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. I don't think she can hear me, but maybe she can. She's got really good ears. She's a beagle, black lab, and we got her when she was 8 weeks old. She was so tiny, and we've already had her for 10 days, and she's already doubled in size. What that means is where there was one puppy, there are now two. And if she keeps growing every 10 days, doubling up on her puppyhood, then I would say we maybe have 8 months until she's as big as the house. So, I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen. She was the runt of her litter, which means she was the smallest one. I'll tell you the whole story, okay? So, we had a big Saturday. I had purchased a basketball goal. It was already put together, but there was no way for me to get it home. My original plan was to walk the basketball goal the 1.5 miles back to my house. But everyone said that's the worst idea ever, and I wasn't allowed to do it, which is fine, because it probably would have been the end of me. So I said, okay, I'll come back tomorrow with a truck. I don't have a truck, but I went to the tool store, and I got a truck, and I loaded it up with all kinds of topsoil and peat moss and cow manure and raised bed soil and 2 raised beds and all kinds of stuff. I loaded the whole truck up, and then I drove to the basketball goal, and the man who had sold it to me said, hey, I hurt my back. I can't help you put this in there. So then I had to lift the entire basketball goal all by myself into the truck. So what's going on, muscle bumper car? And then I drove it home, and I unloaded the truck, and I picked the basketball goal up, and I put it over our fence, and I set it up. And then I cleaned the truck out, and I said, okay, bumper family, we're all getting into this truck, and we're taking a trip. And the kids got very excited, because they'd never ridden in a truck before. This was a huge day. We got a basketball goal. We're riding in a truck. And then after that, we went and got Mexican food. And they love Mexican food. They eat guacamole more than anyone I've ever seen. They're probably, if they did a DNA test, they would come back at least 28% avocado. So we went, and they were just having the best day. And then we went to a little store that they didn't really want to go to. And then Ollie said, hey, let's go to the pet store and look at dogs. And I said, okay, because that's something we do. We treat the pet store like the free zoo, where we go and we look at all the fish and the iguanas and the chinchillas and the birds and they were having cat adoption day. So there was a whole section of kitty cats, and we went and we talked to the kitty cats. And there was one named Bowman who was super cute and who I wanted a lot. But Ollie's very allergic to cats, but he likes cats. So he was touching him and then touching his eyes. And then his eyes got all big and puffy. So then we had to go wash his face and his hands. Fine. Then we turned the corner and there were more kitty cats to adopt. And so we looked at them for a second. And then way down at the end of the hall, there was a little cage. And in that cage was a little puppy. A little black puppy. And so we went all the way over to it. And she was so adorably cute. So we sat down and we're talking to her and we're playing with her. And this man was talking about her. And, you know, there were two pregnant mom dogs that we found. And these are the puppies of one of the moms. Her two brothers got adopted already today. And, oh, hey, look, here comes mom. And so this family comes out with this mommy dog. And the mommy dog, it was the saddest thing I've ever seen. It was so nice that she was being adopted. But as they were leaving, the family said, oh, we should let you say goodbye to your baby. And so the mommy went over to the cage and stuck her nose onto the cage. And baby puppy stuck her nose onto her mommy's nose. And she let out a whimper. She went, like that. It was the saddest, cutest, saddest thing I've ever seen. At that point, I was like, oh no, we might be in trouble now. So then I said, well, hey, can we walk around with this puppy? Can we play with it a little bit just to kind of see, you know? And they were like, yeah, you just got to fill out this paperwork. And I was like, okay. And they were like, even if you don't get it, you know, it's in our records, so you're good to go if you ever want to adopt. And I was like, okay, that works. And so I fill everything out. You have to put down phone numbers of friends who will say nice things about you. I didn't think anything of it. So, but we were in the corner playing, and I even told him, hey, we just want to play with the puppy. Not sure if we're getting the puppy. Just looking at the puppy. And then we were in the corner, and we were playing with the puppy. And someone came over, and they said, hey, your references, the phone numbers that you put down, the people aren't answering. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you were actually calling them. I thought that we were just kind of looking. But here, I'll text everyone and just let them know what's going on. Okay, thanks, she said. Now, Ollie heard me say, we're just looking at the puppy and we might not get it. And he got sadder than I've ever seen him get in my life. He went over into a corner and he had his knees towards the corner, all tucked up, and his arms were over his knees. And his head was on his arms, and he started crying so hard that he was doing little hyperventilation. So little, like that. Very, very, very sad. So I went and talked to him, and I said, what's the matter, buddy? And he said, you said we were getting the puppy, and now we're not getting the puppy, and I want the puppy. And like just, oh, it was heartbreaking. So I said to my wife, we might be getting a dog today. You know, and so then we had a little conversation about it. And then what we did is we each took one of the kids. I took Oliver, she took Emerson, and we interviewed them. And I said, what are you most excited about with this puppy? And, you know, and got his answers, and he was excited just to have the puppy because it would be fun and it would be sweet and it would be cute. And he was worried that that it would make messes, basically. And then I switched and I took Emerson and she took Oliver. And Emerson was also, he was worried that the puppy might bite people and that it might make messes in the house. And he was just excited because he really liked the puppy, basically. So then we all got together as a family and we compared notes and we kind of just decided. We had been at the pet store for over an hour, like an hour and a half, making this decision. And we went back over and we said, we'll take the puppy. And so now we have a puppy. And here's what they didn't tell me, which I didn't know because I don't think I've ever had a puppy. Maybe I have. I don't remember. But they don't sleep. She doesn't. It's like having a newborn baby in the house. That's why I stopped whispering and now I'm talking because I realized she doesn't let me sleep. Maybe I shouldn't let her sleep, right? She goes to bed at around 8:30 and then wakes up at around 11, which is when I tend to go to bed, so I take her out, and then 11, then like 1, then like 3, and then she's finally up at 5:30. So this is for the last 9-10 days, that I've been doing this. And I have never been, well, I was going to say never been more tired, but I've actually had human babies, and they do very similar things. She goes to the bathroom in the house constantly. Human babies did that too, but they had diapers. She doesn't. The other thing she does, she eats everything. Cords, papers, she gets into it all. And she even tried to eat me. That's right, she tried to eat my sweet little nose. And what's her name? Oh, we made a video about that. You should watch it. Or I guess I could just tell you, right? Her name is...